Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is going to be episode 4, and today we're going to talk about the random things that are completely normal.
That's right.
After surgery.
Yep.
So, because there's a lot of stuff that no one tells you about.
Yeah.
That is going to happen to you afterwards. So, I would have liked to have been a little more prepared.
Yeah. I think the weird things are the least common talked about. It's mainly your weight, mm-hmm. how much you've lost.
Yep.
Non-scale victories, which we will cover in a later episode. Mm-hmm. But the weird random stuff that happens, especially right after you have surgery, nobody really talks about.
No.
I think we're going to cover that today.
I think we're going to touch on a few of those.
Yeah.
If not, well, at least the ones that affected us.
Yes. Because
there's probably a lot more out there. So if you guys are listening, write in and tell us like what has gone to happen to you guys, because we want to know.
Yeah.
Because even me and Kelly had separate items that came up. So
yeah. So we normally do our outlines away from each other. And so then we come back and we had completely separate lists.
Yeah.
So there's a few things that were the same, but for the most part, they were all different.
They're pretty different. So, okay. So which one do you want to start off with? What was the most significant one for you?
Probably the hot liquids. So okay. Hot liquids go down for me way easier than cold. I know we touched on this in the first episode, but I just feel like the cold gets stuck.
Okay.
And I feel like when I drink it, I can't drink as much as I can with warm liquid.
Warm liquid. So when you say it feels stuck, where are you feeling that at?
Like bottom of my throat.
Okay.
And then once it'll like settle down and like, then go down all the way, and you can feel the cold go all the way down into your stomach.
Okay.
It's the weirdest feeling, but it's completely normal because you went through that too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because like, well, I can definitely feel like the hot when it goes down and the cold when it mm-hmm. goes down.
But I feel like the hot doesn't bother me as much.
I didn't really notice it until you actually brought it up, which sounds insane because it's been such a long time.
Yeah.
From when your surgery to mine, but mm-hmm. I like cold drinks.
You do.
I have everything with ice. You know this. I'm an ice chewer. Yeah. I'm an ice connoisseur. Like mm-hmm. Sonic Ice is one of the best ice.
She will go to Sonic just to buy a cup of their ice.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. It's 25 cents. It's totally fine.
Yeah.
And it comes in a very non-environmental like cup to keep
well, that just makes it so much better.
I feel kind of bad.
It's so much better.
But it definitely keeps my eyes really cold. So yes, I didn't really notice until like hot chocolate, I could actually start drinking that again, but I didn't start having that till probably a couple of years afterwards because it's chocolate. So
it's chocolate, sugar.
Yeah. And milk it just wasn't good for you. So I didn't try it. So I didn't even think about it. And I don't drink hot teas until like
recently.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yeah. So, we're converting her to a tea drinker. Yeah.
So I just wasn't really in the know on that one. So I would say that one's definitely yours because I had no idea. But it's true because now drinking these for the last 3 weeks, I can totally.
Yeah. It
goes right through you.
Well, and you can just drink, like you can constantly drink versus I feel like with cold, you have to take breaks in between, for me at least. I know you drink.
Yeah.
It's different because you're 5 years along.
Mm-hmm.
So compared to my 10 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. I can relate that back though. Because thinking back on it, I could only have, and it was frustrating because I used to take big gulps.
Yep.
And you know, now you can't take big gulps.
Sip, sip, sip. Yeah.
So it would be very annoying. So mm-hmm. I guess I wish I would have learned about the warm liquids back then because I'd have to take a little sip, but I want more and I couldn't. And it was very frustrating.
Yeah.
Because the cold does make it like, it's like it almost tightens up.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
A restriction.
Exactly.
And it probably is your body reacting to the colds, I would imagine. Because the cold automatically already helps your metabolism. So I would imagine it probably does the same thing.
Yep.
I could be wrong. Fast one fact, check me on that one.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds logical.
I feel like that's totally logical.
Yeah.
Plus, you are cold all the time.
I am
like all the time.
So cold to where I get angry now.
Yeah. Like, but I mean, like right after you start losing weight, mm-hmm. like you get cold.
You do.
And
you
coming do. From somebody who sweat all the time and was like constant heater, I'm cold all the time. So the warm yeah. liquid keeps me warm.
Well, and that's what I felt stupid about was because like prior, like I would say pre surgery, you were warm mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
Your thing never came on for heater.
Like, nope.
How cold did you have it?
Okay. So this is kind of embarrassing, but our air conditioner broke. And okay. so we had a technician come out to look at it. And he actually said that I won the coldest house he had ever been in.
Oh, no.
Because I keep it at 59 degrees.
59 degrees, Kelly.
In winter. So now I keep my house at a very comfortable 65 degrees.
Which to me is still cold.
It is cold and I still find myself, but I have a fireplace. So I just flip that on if I get super cold. But my husband, he is a very warm-blooded person. Speaking of, we were in the car the other day and I was freezing and I was like, I kept turning the heat up.
Okay.
And he's like, I don't know if this is going to work anymore because we're so used to being the same temperature. Yeah. And now we're like fighting over the heat.
Oh, I believe it.
Like he keeps shutting it off and I keep turning it back on.
Oh my God. Story time. Because same thing happened with me and Eric mm-hmm. because he's super fucking warm. And in the car, he'll be like, okay. We're going to have to roll down a window or something. This is too much.
And you're like, but I'm so, so cold.
But in his car, he has it where there's a setting to where I can have just stuff on me and not on him.
Oh, I love that setting.
So, which is very new to us because like our old car was a 2001 Nissan Sentra that had like no AC, no power yep. windows or locks, nothing. So we just recently were able to upgrade and holy crap, it makes a difference, especially yeah. with this change that's happened is like mm-hmm. the being cold, I guess, is by the way, is a normal thing that's going to happen to you because yep. the way that my doctor described it to me and yours could be a little bit different. I think your lupus had a lot to play with your yeah. heat.
Well, and I also took prednisone, which automatically heats your whole system
that's
up.
Right.
So
that's right.
Yeah.
So that is a big factor for you. For me was, she said, because I've been big all my life.
Yeah.
So I always have like this outer layer on me. Mm-hmm. So the deal is that my body never had to like react all the way.
Okay.
Of what this size is now. Mm. So they think that my body just won't ever go back to the normal like heating process. Yeah. Just like the heating up process.
Okay. So like, that's why you're so cold all the time.
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
So it makes a difference if you're heavier your whole life versus only a portion of it.
I don't know if it's your whole life or if it's just like a certain period of time of being okay. like with that, having that layer on you so much. So, okay. But that was how she described it. And she's like, it's just something you're gonna have to deal with, honey. And I was like, that's fine. I can layer up. It's just.
I'm just curious if it's, yeah, if like there's something wrong with me.
Well, that yeah. I just wanted to know, is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
Because at first it was fine, whatever. But then we live in Oregon, so it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
And I never wore like a snow rain jacket before because mm-hmm. I thought it would never fit.
Yeah.
You know, like any of those things that make you look even puffier, I didn't want to wear.
No, of course it not.
It makes me feel very self-conscious. So I'm like, I'm not going to wear that shit.
Yeah.
But realizing I can fit into those now and don't look like I'm bloated type thing.
You don't
thing.
Look like the Michelin man?
Yeah. And that's what okay. I felt like I was going to look like.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm still big Melanie. So I think that's what I'm going to see. And it's not there. And it's freaks me out sometimes.
Yeah.
It's awesome feeling, but also yeah. like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I can fit into these things. So now I'm like having to buy that kind of clothing and mm-hmm. I really didn't know where to start.
Yeah.
And so like one of the girls at work was same problem. She's super tiny and she's been tiny all her life. And she's like, I wear leggings underneath my jeans.
Oh, which is brilliant.
And I was like, oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. And so now I wear leggings underneath my jeans everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
I wear, and also it's almost like it's like a bodysuit I'm pretty much wearing that's not together.
Underneath your clothes.
Underneath my clothes. Oh. I'm also wearing a tank top underneath everything as well.
So let's play the guessing game. How many layers is Melanie wearing today?
You probably could one day. And, you know, we have a good friend, Jenny, who, like, we used to make fun of because she would take over an hour to get ready.
Her nickname is actually Marshmallow because she wears so many layers.
So many, like, sweaters. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how do you do that? And now I'm like, I know why you do that now. Yep. Like, we hung out, I think, in a year or two after post-op. And I looked at her straight face and I'm like, I get it. And she's like, what? I'm like, all the sweaters. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, yep, 100%. Because you need that many. I remember, like, one time going out to the garage and I was trying to show Eric, like, how cold I really was. Because he's like, it can't be that bad. I'm like, let me show you. I had, like, leggings and then I had a pair of my PJ pants on. And then I had another, like, the fluffy PJ pants on top of those. And then I had my normal, and then I had socks on. And then I put my normal, like, undershirt. Regular shirt.
Jeez.
And I put on a sweater. And then I wrapped myself in a blanket. And then I put a beanie on.
And you were still frozen.
My nose was cold. But everything else.
Well, that's good to know.
I don't think they make like a little thing for your nose yet.
I'm going to have somebody crochet you one. Just so you're aware.
You totally should. That'd be amazing.
I'm going to look into it. I'm going to look on Etsy. And see if they make crocheted nose warmers. Right?
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
I love it.
So burping is a sign of being full.
Yes.
Which we both felt.
Yes.
Yes. Which is the weirdest feeling.
Yes. Well, and so not only the burping when you're full, it's the single hiccups when you're full. Have you ever experienced that?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'll finish eating and I'll be like, yeah, I think I'm okay. I'm full. And then not even a minute later, I'll get one single hiccup. And I'm like, yep, I was full.
Yep.
Good to know.
It's super odd.
Or some people, their nose runs when they're full.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
People post about it all the time. They're like, does anybody else's nose run when they're full? So it's a thing.
So it's a thing for people.
But it's completely normal.
So, like, I wonder if we just get the burps and they get the nose run. Or maybe. Do they get both?
Oh, they might get both. Someone tell us
because I want to know.
Yeah. Let us know.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this episode. It's weird.
You ever
but it's normal.
The same thing with the throat line. We're just going to kind of cover around them. Do you ever feel full in your throat?
Yes. Yeah, I hate that feeling.
Okay, or have you felt hunger in your throat?
I have not felt that one. You had told me about that one.
That was mine, yeah. That was a different one. Mm-hmm. It was like, you know when your tummy growls when you're hungry?
Mm-hmm.
It would growl in my throat. I was like, oh, I'm hungry.
It's been a while.
I need to fucking eat right now. It was ridiculous.
Well, I mean, at least you knew that that's what it was. Because it took a little bit. Yeah, because I feel like you'd be like, at first you're like, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that? And yeah, then you're going to figure it out.
It was weird because I was like, I wonder, why is it making this noise? Like, am I full on something that I don't realize, like, I have too much to drink. Like, that's the first thing I thought of was, oh, no, because you can overdrink on your water.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So I was, like, thinking maybe I took too big of a gulp. But that was, like, 10 minutes ago. I should be fine. Why is this making this? And then realizing, oh, you need food. Because once
your throat is telling you need food.
Yeah. I was like, this is your stomach's in your throat, I guess. I didn't realize.
It feels like that when you get something, like, your food, it's sitting like in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how is my stomach in my throat right now? But you've literally, it just kind of doesn't go down all the way.
Mm-mm.
It's just a weird feeling.
It's like it's slowing because we only have an ounce or 2 ounces in our stomach at that point. So
yeah.
So it's like it's getting enough food to stop. And it's like, okay, we're going to wait till you're done being made.
Yep.
We're going to process this and drop a little bit more.
And then we'll get back to you on that.
I mean, logically, that's what it's doing, but it does feel weird.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, that one's not my favorite one.
That goes away.
It does.
Because I haven't had that in a long time. On any of those. The burping one is still there, though.
Yeah, I think the burping or the single hiccup, I think that's literally just your body's response now.
It's like, hey, no more.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. Yeah. I burped. I'm good.
It's like for babies. We're getting burped.
Oh,
by our food.
Lord. Oh, my God. Oh gosh.
I know, it's ridiculous.
You are kind of ridiculous, but it's entertaining at least.
It's true.
So on the same lines, the stomach gurgles. Do you get those? Did you have those?
I don't think so. Describe it to me.
So it's like you're literally sitting in a quiet room.
Okay.
And your stomach decides to talk as loud as it possibly can. And it's like gurgles or stomach growls or, but it's not.
I did not have that.
Yeah. Definitely have that.
Stomach gurgles.
All the time.
So yeah. Is it louder than your normal like growl that you would get if you're hungry?
Yeah. Cause I don't feel hungry. Like it's literally just my stomach talking.
Oh, that's a thing. How mm-hmm. you do you still not feel hungry?
Nope. Nope. So I'm 10 months post-op and I don't like, yeah. it's hard to figure out when I'm hungry. If I'm hungry, like I have to literally time myself and be like, okay, I ate 2 hours ago. I'm going to have a snack.
Oh, I remember those days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to like not eat all day because let's face it, that happens. Because you just forget, especially if you're busy.
I think if you have a busy job, yeah.
Yeah. Which
or life or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And like I work all day in a warehouse essentially. Yeah. And so I don't even stop to think about it until I'm done with work. And then I'm like, oh, I didn't eat today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We should probably go home and do that. So yeah. So it's definitely not the hunger. So
I'm trying to remember when I started feeling hunger again.
Yeah, because I asked you that not too long ago.
Yeah, it was a while.
And you feel hunger now.
For the most part, yeah. Yeah,
you'll get that, like, growl and be like, okay, time to eat.
It's time. It's, well, because I intermittent fast, it's different. So, like,
yeah.
It's just, like, a light growl. It's like, oh, hey.
It's a light growl.
It is.
And then it's a baby tiger.
It's like, a what?
A baby tiger.
A baby tiger. I have a baby tiger inside me. Oh my god. But yeah, it's like a light, like, hey, we need to eat soon.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah.
It's never like in a rush. That's what's nice actually. Mm-hmm. I think now is that I don't feel like I'm on a time schedule anymore.
Yeah.
Even though that I really am because of the intermittent fasting is mm-hmm. like I do the 8 hour period.
Yeah.
So, which that sounds like a weird noise, is that?
That would be the gurgles.
Are you having the gurgles right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We have it recorded. Holy crap.
Okay, so
anyway.
Now everybody knows what my stomach gurgles sound like. So that's good.
It's kind of embarrassing all of this.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
I just heard it twice and I was like, nope.
That
what
would,
is that?
Because it's like it gurgles in my stomach, but then it goes up into my chest.
Mm.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
It helps you feel it.
Oh, okay. So
I physically almost never actually burp. I get that.
Constantly.
Oh. Don't know why.
That's our
I've never,
producer, Marcus. Yeah,
that's Marcus. Everybody say hello.
They didn't say anything.
It's weird. Someone did.
Someone out there just said hello, Marcus. Oh, yeah.
I feel better.
Okay, good to know. So now that we've passed my stomach gurgles, what about change in food tastes?
Yes. I like a lot more stuff.
Yeah. Was there anything that you liked before that you ate after and then you were like, nope, that doesn't taste good?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Mine's just like enhanced.
Okay. All right.
So I'm very open more to things.
Yeah.
Because I realized you don't have a lot of, you have a lot of options, but you don't realize you have a lot of options when you first start this process.
Yep.
Because you think, meats, veggies, meat.
Yep.
And then it gets really annoying after a while because you know what everything ends up being? A salad. And
yeah.
I hate it.
It's very true.
I hated salad for, there was a good 6 months of like, don't make me eat a salad. I can't handle any more salads. Like, no matter what I do, it ends up in a salad. Like, it's a taco salad, or it's a hamburger salad, or it's a chicken salad. It's, you know.
True. I didn't think of it like that.
Shrimp salad. It's like, oh.
You're like, no more salads.
No more salads. So, that was a thing for a little while, but no, yeah. I noticed that I had to branch out was the deal. And there's a lot of great food out there.
Well, your husband's an amazing cook.
He is a great cook.
So, very did a really good job at, like, kind of broadening your food.
Yeah, and he was really willing to, like, open up to, like, let's try something different.
Okay.
And it seemed like he'd been wanting to, maybe, and I just maybe made him a little more restricted than, like, he should have been.
Okay.
So it kind of helped him be more creative.
I kind of think of it almost as, like, before surgery, it was all brown food.
Okay.
There wasn't a whole lot of color in my diet. I don't know about yours.
Mm-hmm.
But then after surgery, you add all these colors, like avocado, yeah. and you do tomato, and you add, like, onion.
The bell peppers.
Bell peppers. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you're adding all this. So I think of it almost like before is, like, the brown food stage.
Okay.
And then now we're in, like, this rainbow. Oh,
it's, like, shitty versus rainbow.
There you go. Way to take my positivity and turn it around.
We improved and got to the rainbow side.
Yeah, we're in the rainbow side.
And I have a rainbow flag at home, man. So.
Yes. Yeah. I do. So random.
But I totally do. I hang it up during Pride Month.
Oh, I do love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
But then, no, that actually is a thing. I saw is it a YouTube clip maybe? But it was this guy that was saying, if you don't really know what to eat,
mm-hmm.
if you're just that annoyed with food, you're just like, I don't know. What makes this work?
Yeah.
He said, just have something in a different color every meal.
Oh,
because you're going to get different types of veggies and fruit and meat. Like, it's all going to be there.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what to eat, just kind of eat the rainbow and you'll be fine.
Eat the rainbow,
and you'll feel great and it totally works. And that's exactly what you're talking about. Like, I love my scramble I make because it has sautéed actual, like, spinach and yellow onion, and then all three
of the peppers. Yeah.
So it's very pretty. And when you drop the eggs in, it's like, hey, like, it's like really like, hello. Like,
yep.
Look at all the.
Yep. Prettiness. And I've had it and it is bomb. It is so good.
It's so funny because, like, my family says it's good. And I think I needed your validation because sometimes I think they just mess with me where they're like,
yeah,
it's good. It's good, mom. Like, you know, or good job, babe. And it's like, no, I don't think that was good. Even though, like, I'll taste it and I'm like, this is really good. But I feel like I don't have the best palate for some reason.
No, you made it and it was so good. So
when you were like, it's good. And then I made it for a couple other girlfriends and they liked it. And I was like, okay, good. I got something here.
Yeah. That'll just be your specialty.
Yep. My scramble. That's a good source of protein.
It is, because you've got your eggs, you've got your meat, you've got your cheese.
Yep.
And then you've got your healthy fat with your avocado, and then
all the veggies
you can think of. So I mean, even if you pare it down into a small bowl, you're still getting really good source of protein and those vegetables and everything else. So
well, that was the thing, like, you have to find new things to make, because
yes,
you're going to get tired, like I said, of salads. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to get tired. Not tired, but you have to, like, branch out and figure out what you can do with protein. Because you know just as well as I do, and we're going to talk about this in the next episode, is all about, like, protein first. So I had to figure how to do that out with still having some flavor, because eggs are good, but you can only stand that flavor for so long.
Yeah, I feel like I did eggs for the first couple of months post-op. And I got tired of it real quick.
See? Yeah.
I was having it every single morning. And it was delicious. But you just get so tired of it. You're just like, oh, okay. I don't really feel like eating because I don't want eggs again.
Seriously.
And so then you skip breakfast. So
then you start doing that.
And then you start doing that. So I remember right after. So your taste buds change, like, as soon as you have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's probably why you branch out so much now, because your taste buds have changed.
See, I didn't know that till you told me as well.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so this was like the perfect example. I woke up from surgery, and of course you can't have anything to eat mm-mm. until you're home and all that. So I'm at home and my husband makes me a protein shake. Now, I don't like vanilla protein shake.
Oh,
I don't like vanilla.
Mm-mm.
I'm a chocolate or chocolate peanut butter or something like that person.
Yeah.
So he brings me my normal chocolate protein shake, which of course he makes a full thing of it. And I'm like, I'm looking at him, I'm like, you realize I'm only going to drink like two sips of this, right?
Seriously.
But beyond that,
I mean, he can drink the rest of it. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. And so I go and I take a sip of the chocolate protein shake. And it tasted so disgusting.
Oh, no.
It was metallic.
Oh.
It was like, it was just awful. And I was just like, and I tried like the whole day to chug this, or like to choke this down. It was disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I finally told my husband, I was like, no, babe, you gotta go get me something else. And he's like, well, what flavor do you want? And I was like, I don't know, but vanilla sounds really good right now. And sure enough, brought vanilla, made me a vanilla protein shake, and I was totally fine with it.
It's delicious. Like, I like French vanilla. Yeah. Or just regular vanilla, my protein shakes.
Now yeah. I'm back to hating vanilla.
But really?
Then it was...
So how long did that last?
A month or so.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. So it was just so a short...
Stick.
No. Well...
Or that one didn't stick.
That one didn't stick. But okay. Then the other thing is non... This is going to sound so weird, but non-melted Swiss cheese. For some odd reason, if it's not melted... It just does not taste right, mm-hmm. and it does not sit well. But if it's melted, like on a burger,
right.
totally fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
I'm not a huge big Swiss fan.
Oh, see, I love Swiss. I would eat it all the time.
I'm like picky. Like if you're going to give me Swiss, it has to have the holes. It has to be real nice fucking cheese.
It has to be the good stuff.
It has to be good. Because when you fake that or like take someone away from it, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a texture thing or if it's like a taste thing. It's like, it's just, ugh.
Well, and something I've kind of noticed is when you can only eat two or three bites of something, you want those two or three bites to be the best ever.
Thank you.
So if you don't like something, you're like, I'm not going to waste my time eating this Mm-mm. because it's not good. So instead of, I know like before, if it was in front of me, I ate it pre-op. I would just eat it. And even if it didn't, like, I didn't like it, wasn't particularly
really
interested in it, I would just eat it to eat it. And now I'm like, nope, doesn't taste good. And I set it off to the side. So
I'm reverse.
Oh, okay.
Because Big Melanie's like, I want my food right.
Oh, God.
Why is my dessert not done right? I want whipped cream. What the hell? Where's my whipped cream at? Huh. Because now, because, like, I can only have, well, not now, but for that first year or two, it's like you can only have five or six bites depending on what it is.
Yeah.
And if it got it wrong, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to eat it because I need this. Because I was like, I need the protein. I need the nutrition.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to waste the time to like figure it out. So I was like, nope, I'm eating this shit. Because now I eat, everything that I eat goes and becomes cold.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to eat food cold and you have to learn to like it. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what happens, guys, your food's going to be cold.
Yep.
You cannot eat it fast enough and don't try it. Don't try to do that. No, don't try to eat it. It hurts so bad. I didn't really try it, but I've know when I've eaten too much and it hurts like a mother. Well,
like
so
unintentional, like
yeah.
You're just not even thinking and just continue to bite.
Because it tastes so good and you're like, oh, I can do this. And then you're like, I can do a couple more. And you're like, oh, no, I can't.
Nope. There's the line.
I remember I had to go on a walk. It hurt so bad. I looked at Eric and I was like, oh, no. And he's like, what? He's like, did it like get stuck or something? I was like, it hurts so bad. I need to stand. And then so I stood for a while and then he's like, you don't look like that feels better. I was like, can we go on a walk? And he's like, absolutely.
And that helped.
And we did like a full lap around our house and like our street. Actually, it's like I've on my Apple Watch or whatever, I tracked it. That's the word. I tracked it. And it's a 0.75 of a mile. So we did 3/4 of a mile.
Oh, wow.
And that helped. I was like, he's like, you want to go inside? And I was like, I could do one more lap.
Yeah, there you go.
But if you want to, like, I feel so much better now. So walking, by the way, helps, guys.
Yes.
It gets it all moving.
That's another weird thing that's completely normal is just walk off your food.
Yeah. Like, legit.
Legit. Walk it off so it moves down. So something that we're going to touch on in another episode, but I just wanted to, it's another weird thing that happens, is once you've lost weight, you actually see yourself as bigger than when you started, which is called body dysmorphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there are some times where I look in the mirror and I think that I am 115 pounds heavier or more than what I am.
Oh, no.
I know I'm not. In my brain, I know that I'm not. Mm-hmm. But when my eyes see it in a mirror, I think I'm like, oh, no, I've gained it all back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we'll obviously have a more on that subject later.
Yeah, there's like a full discussion about that. Yes. But yes, like that is gonna, I don't know if it happens to everybody, it happened to us.
Yeah. So. And I think a lot of people just, when you're losing weight so incredibly fast, it's hard for your brain to catch up. Mm-hmm. And so it can happen. And I mean, I know some people that it's only happened for a few months where they had a really hard time seeing it. And then there's other people that it lasts for years. So I think it just depends on the person, but it's another weird thing.
Because mine happened today.
So. Yeah.
Because like when you walk into my work building, it's like two glass doors. Mm. And like, I felt good today. Like, I really, like, I even told you when I got here, I was like, take some photos of me. I feel good today.
Aww.
I did. I felt good. So I was like, I was walking to the door because when I left my house, we were just, I just did like, because I did a 3 mile run yesterday.
Yep.
Like I was telling, it was like on, off, but
yep.
It was 3 miles. And I could already tell, and because I've been doing that for a week now, I can see it in my legs already.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I was telling it to Eric, and Eric's like, yeah, you look really slimming today. And I was like, sweet. And I was walking up to the door. And I couldn't see it anymore. It was like gone. I saw like, it wasn't like back to normal, bigger Melanie.
No,
but you, what I saw was not actually what was in front of me. That was, I could tell instantly. I was like, oh, my legs don't look good anymore. And they're like, no, it does. It does. Stop it. Cause it's like,
yeah,
I had to correct myself immediately. Yeah. And that was today. And that's almost 5 years from then. So
there's, yeah. I mean, it happens and it'll happen like, there's some days where I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, I look pretty good.
Yep.
And then there's other days where I'm like, nope. I just gained all 115 pounds back.
It's all back.
Overnight, which is so not logical. Mm-mm. But most people's brain chemistry like that is not logical. So.
Well, speaking of brain, though.
Yeah.
You know what's random things?
Yeah.
Memory loss.
Oh, completely.
Like,
completely.
Bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to describe this.
Okay.
It's worse than when I had Dylan, like having a baby. And
yeah.
Because when you have when you're like pregnant and having babies, like.
Your baby brain.
Your baby brain.
Yeah.
And it's weird.
Or pregnancy brain.
Pregnancy brain.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And it's okay. A lot like that.
Okay.
Like what I experienced after this is like, that's exactly how you could describe it. Like it's only, except I think this is actually worse because it lasts longer.
So how long did it last? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you still have kind of, well, and I kind of had that through lupus, which we called it LB for lupus brain because I would just randomly forget stuff.
Okay.
But that's, I mean, I still kind of go back and forth with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's probably surgery.
Yeah, it's a lot because it's really actually that's the one that you can tell. When you need to actually up protein in your B12s and
is
stuff.
When you're feeling
your
vitamins, a little stupid. Okay.
Yeah. When you're leaving keys in the fridge or.
Have you done that?
Yeah.
Totally done that. Wow.
You know, okay. Just stupid stuff. Or like mid-sentence, I'll be talking and I've done this to you.
Yeah. And then you just completely forget.
And I'm like, where was I going with that?
Yep.
So it gets very frustrating because all of a sudden you have like a train of thought and it's like blank.
Yep.
Like, God damn it.
You're like, again? Not again for the fifth time today.
So I've noticed like, okay, Melanie, what have you eaten today?
Yeah.
Because, and that's how you need to start checking yourself. Because I didn't realize that for a little bit, like probably a year in, I didn't realize that that's what was happening, why I was having memory loss and stuff. Until I started talking to other people at Wells Fargo back in the day, I was like, they reached out and that's a normal thing. Is the memory loss. But definitely make sure you're checking your water intake, making sure you're checking your protein intakes. I think that's why I got all like science-y with it because I realized, oh, it is about the levels.
It is all science, yeah.
So it's all about the numbers. And so I needed to make sure I was getting enough protein because I know I get on you for that one.
Yeah. So, I'm horrible with my protein.
And what goes in line with the food thing too is the hair loss.
Yes. If you do not get enough protein, well, okay, let me start over. Because hair loss is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
But you can kind of help it move along faster if you're getting enough protein, drinking enough water, taking all of your vitamins, and you're just genuinely, like, keeping yourself healthy.
Right.
As much as you possibly can.
As much as you can. But you still will have hair loss.
Oh, you will still have hair loss.
It is so frustrating.
It is. Oh, that's one of the worst things.
I would say, because it's like, it's so visible.
It's your identity.
It's like, come on. I loved my hair before. It was thick. It was thick as hell.
Yes. You had really nice hair.
Really nice hair. And it's
getting there.
It's getting back to normal. Yeah. And it's so freaking frustrating. Because like, I had to change the way I part my hair because of it. Like, it's super annoying.
Yep. I put extensions in.
Yeah.
Because of it. So, it's
like, come on.
My hair just got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had it for 3 months.
Right. I think so I had it all year.
You had it a long time.
It was shitty.
Yeah.
But I realized, too, it was like I wasn't getting all my water in. I wasn't getting all my protein in. And, like, the water thing is a big problem for your hair that people don't realize. It dries out your hair.
Yep.
Actually, it dries out your whole body.
Yep. I always know when I don't drink enough water because I will have these dry freaking hands.
Yeah, I'm feeling it right now.
Yep. So am I.
Yep.
Okay, chug.
So we need,
Stop, drop, and chug.
Yeah, so it's like body check, guys. Like, touch your hair. Like, you can tell the difference.
Yep.
My hairdresser was like, what is going on? And I didn't know her prior to surgery. So once I told her, she's like, oh, my mom had the same problem. She's like, we need to do this and that. So, like, I literally washed my hair on Mondays and Fridays and then it's conditioner the rest of the days. Which is a lot of, like, I just put my head under the water the whole time. And then at the very end, just put conditioner in.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I have to put, I put the aloe vera in. And then I put that cream thing that you just gave me.
Yep.
And there's, what is that smoothing. Called?
Mine's Olaplex, but yours is just like a smoothing keratin treatment.
Yeah, it's a Paul Mitchell. It's like it says skinny something on it. I don't know.
It's like a serum.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a skinny serum is what it says. Okay,
well, there you go.
So that I put in my hair, and I do that before I blow dry it and after I blow dry it. And now it's at least shiny. It doesn't look dry anymore. And then I've stopped losing a lot of hair. So
that's awesome.
It's kind of starting to come back in the front. I got like little baby hairs.
Yay!
It's nice.
That's exciting.
So, and that's how I realized, I'm like, it's working. Because she told me too. She's like, Melanie, a year ago, this was awful.
Yeah.
She's like, I really wish I took a photo so you could really see it because I don't think you understand what the difference really is.
Well, that's good advice.
Because I don't believe it. Even when I went in there like a month ago, I was like, oh, the ends are still, because we're cutting off at 2 inches at a time. So that way I love my long hair. And so I don't want to cut it. If I had to cut it off, she said we'd have to take off 6 inches for the bad hair to be gone. And I was like, I am not doing that.
No.
So she's like, okay, well, every month just come in and we'll do 2 inches at a time. Because my hair grows really quickly.
Yeah.
So that's the deal. So I was like, okay, I can totally do that. And this last time it was only an inch that I had to do.
Nice.
So I think I'm finally there.
You're getting there.
It's like shiny and starting to curl a little bit.
Yeah.
So
your hair is super shiny.
So like, I'm working it.
I'm very impressed by the state of your hair.
Thank you. Well, I owe it to, Victoria.
Victoria.
She works at the Primo shop in Kaiser, actually.
Oh.
It's a barber shop.
Oh,
typically,
okay.
It's for dudes, and she's the only girl.
Oh, that's
or woman.
Fun.
We're not girls anymore. She's a woman, and she's in there, and she's awesome, and I love the feel of that place.
Oh, awesome.
They're so nice. They make, like, their own shampoos and stuff now.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, they're doing some really cool stuff over there.
Yeah.
And they do hot shaves, and, like, they do Dylan's hair and Eric's hair. So we just have to go there one time, get the whole family done. Everyone's happy. In and
awesome.
Out. So
I love it.
Props to her.
Yeah.
So.
And just a side note, talk to your hairdresser.
Yes. Yes. It's
because
very important.
They probably know what's going on with your hair.
Yeah.
So even if you're not sharing your story with anybody, at least share it with your hairdresser.
Yeah.
So that they can
wanna
help you.
Yeah.
They don't want you to be bald.
Mm-mm.
Because then they lose all your business.
Yeah.
What's wrong with being bald?
For a lady.
It can be very frustrating to be bald. Yes.
Especially if you had luscious hair before.
Luscious. That is a $5 word.
I had shoulder length hair in high school, so.
Nice.
That's awesome.
When I got married, my husband had long hair.
Have long hair. Mm-hmm. He had like.
Yeah, it was to his shoulders.
Blowing locks.
Yeah, he has great hair.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah,
like he's
especially
amazing.
Now.
Yeah, especially now. I'm like, you have better hair than I do. I hate you so much.
I know. Cody has so much. He's got thick hair and it grows so fast. So annoying.
Yeah, because we both had that before.
Well, I didn't. I've never had good hair.
I think you have. You don't think so?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, I had decent hair, but it wasn't like amazing.
Okay. Okay.
It's not like how it looks with my extensions in.
Got you. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. So I only have like one more.
I have a couple more.
Okay. So you do yours.
So feeling emotional.
Okay.
Because it's not, I realized it was connected to the food.
Yeah.
Where I would be, and it wasn't like because I was sad I wanted to eat and then I couldn't eat. It was more or less like if I don't eat during the certain like 2 hour periods, mm-hmm. I started feeling more emotional and then realized I need to eat.
Which also, Melanie is the most emotional person I've ever met in my life.
No.
You can tell her that her like she has an eyelash that fell out and she will burst into tears. Like
that is not true.
No.
Not true.
Okay, that was a little exaggerated, yeah. But it's true. She is a very emotional person.
I'm an emotional person. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Yes. I love hard is the deal, so I care. Yes. I really
do.
So
if she's saying that she's more emotional, oh,
and I can notice it,
yeah,
like that's exactly. The deal. And so that's actually, I would feel, it was almost like the whole blood sugar thing going up and down is really what it was, and realizing, again, more protein.
Yeah.
Like there's a certain like line that kind of correlates with a lot of your moods and stuff. And that's definitely one of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, so. Hangry.
Yeah, the whole hangry thing.
It's a complete thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens.
It happens all the time.
Super hangry. There's sometimes where I will snap because I have not gotten fed. And I'll say something and just be really mean to Cody. And then later I'll have to go back and be like, I'm really sorry that I was mean to you. I was really hungry.
Hey, at least you apologize.
I do. Yeah. I try to when I'm in the wrong. So
yeah, you try to do it. It's totally fine. So I know this is kind of common for all people.
Yeah.
But I feel like we get the most because of the whole dehydration thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like the cramps in your body.
Yep.
Because the first 6 months I had cramps all the time.
Yeah.
I had cramps so bad once where I couldn't walk.
Oh, wow.
And that was actually after Jenny and Brady's wedding.
Yes.
It was that time frame.
Our friends got married. Mm-hmm. It was two months post-op.
Yeah. And I was in the wedding.
Yeah, she was in the wedding. My husband was in the wedding. Yeah, and then I was photographing.
Yeah, you were the photographer.
Yep.
My husband was the DJ.
Your husband was the DJ and he had no idea what he was doing.
No.
It was really funny.
Because he didn't know it was going to be the... What's the
MC?
Person? The MC. So yeah. It threw him off. He's like, I can do the music, but now I have to talk to a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But so yeah. Remind me what happened.
So, because that was a lot of work. Remember, it was outside.
Yep.
It was July. It was hot.
Yep.
Not a lot of access to water or food.
No, not at all.
And you guys did a run for food, but it was all McDonald's. And so
it was
McDonald's,
yeah.
I didn't know what to do. And I was like, oh my God, I need fucking meat. And I looked at Eric, I'm like, I need something. So he gave me like a couple, like a chicken nugget or two.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasted for a little bit. And then all the chicken nuggets were gone by the time, like 2 hours later.
Yeah.
So, and then I would just take the meat out of the hamburgers.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, really all you can do.
All I can do.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to balance the water, but like, the water was, like, I would grab a bottle,
mm-hmm.
but we would be going from, like, from where she was getting dressed, and then we'd have to go all the way up that hill,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I would be out of water.
It was probably, like, a mile.
Yeah, like, it was...
In a golf cart.
Yes.
Yes.
So, walking the whole time on my feet, barely, I think I probably had maybe 16 ounces of water that day.
Oh, wow.
It was not enough.
And now I completely understand,
mm-hmm.
like, how little that amount is.
Well, and I had to reel in her mom, and, like, we had to deal with some drama there to, like, remember, like, we had to, like, protect some stuff and just get people in order. And so it was, we were working.
Yes.
And
the entire time.
I remember my best friend, Anne, she was like, someone needs to get her food. When can we get her food? Like, she was on top of it. I love her. Because she was like, go help your wife. Like, she needs help.
She knew
what was happening. And she knows me. I'm just going to power through and figure it out later. Because I'm not going to be, I don't want to be a complainer by any means.
No.
So, like, I was trying to be tough. And you know, try to be normal me after 2 months of post-op. Like, that's not smart, because the next day I was having cramps all up in like my calves.
Oh.
It was like Charlie horses everywhere.
Oh.
And I'm like, babe, I need water. Like, I need all the water.
All the water all in the water. World.
And you can't, and you know,
yeah.
2 months after, you can't really get much in.
No.
So every 15 minutes, I'm just trying to like hydrate myself. Mm-hmm. It probably took 24 to 48 hours for me to get back to hydrate.
Oh, geez.
Like, probably body-wise chemistry, I probably took way longer, but I felt better in like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because it was just, I'd have a little bit of protein, then I'd have a little bit of water. Protein, water, protein, water.
Yeah.
And finally, the cramps went away after 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was so frustrating.
I never had to experience any cramps.
No.
No. I mean.
I'm happy that you didn't.
I'm trying. Yeah. But I think I was always pretty on top of my water because of the horror stories and like watching you go through that mm-hmm. and stuff like that. I feel like I was on top for the most part. Of my liquids.
I'd say anytime I ever see you, you have it. So
yeah,
like you always have some sort of tea, coffee, yeah. or water with you.
I at try all times. To always yeah. have it with me, and that's, I mean, a really good tip for everybody. If you're doing the, if you're newly post-op, just always carry water with you. Whether yeah, like, it's whether it's hot tea, whether it's just a regular water bottle, or I mean anything. Just carry it with you, because anytime you're thinking that you need water, you probably are way past it.
Yep. You probably do.
So.
Yeah. Because I go everywhere with water now. And oh, normally yeah. it's like two sets of something. Like I have my actual mm-hmm. cup with ice and water, and then I have a bottled water.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Like I take one for my work all the time. You're allowed. It's fine.
Okay.
But.
You're not stealing. So
I'm
that's
not
good.
Stealing. They give this to you.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I'll take one before I go, because I'm so like not paranoid about not having water, but I'm just like,
no,
let's not.
I get it. Let's not play tempt that. Fate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Yeah.
It's really sucky.
Yeah.
Because what you're trying to do at that point, you're like, hey, do I go through a drive thru and get some water? Do I go into a convenience store? Like,
yep.
Or then you play the game of, I can make it home.
Yep.
I'll be fine.
And then you get stuck in traffic.
Yep.
Yep. Every single time.
Seriously. So just keep water on you.
Yeah.
So. And what was your other one?
Because
I think I only have one left.
So, yeah, I only have the one. So the one of the biggest weird things that are completely normal is not like a body's reaction or anything, but being at dinners or parties and watching everybody else eat normal, like, you know, quotation mark normal. But, I mean, they're able to eat whatever they want.
Right.
And the first couple months post-op, when you go to those things, you're just, like, looking around like, okay, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the stuff that's there, you can't eat.
No.
Because it's all chips, cookies, dips, like, and, I mean, thank goodness a lot of people were aware of my surgery. And mm-hmm. so they did try to always have like meat or cheese or veggies, even though I couldn't eat vegetables for the first few months.
They tried.
And so, but even going to a restaurant was super hard to watch people eat like a normal food.
So you're saying it's normal to feel that way?
Yes. It's completely normal to feel abnormal
about it.
About it.
Because we're going to touch base on that on the next one.
Yeah.
Like way in deep. But
yep.
It's totally true, because you feel awkward. You're like, God damn it.
Yeah. Well, and then you're just like, it's just a weird feeling to go into a situation where you're usually totally fine, like going to a birthday dinner. And then you sit down and you're like, okay, first off, what do I order? Second off, everybody's going to eat what I want to eat. And I'm stuck eating this.
Yep.
So it's just, like Melanie said, we're going to touch on a lot more of that later. But that was a weird thing for me. It was
okay.
But it was completely normal, because I think everybody's going to go through that.
They have. I mean,
unless you don't ever leave your house after surgery, and that's not really.
Not good.
Legitimate.
Please leave your house.
Yeah, please.
Go see the sun. Go outside.
You're basically a plant.
I mean, I want you to listen to me too, but go outside and play.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is actually one that you have.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think it's on that list that you wrote.
Oh, okay.
It's completely normal that your feet are going to shrink.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Right? Because I know it happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what size were you?
So I was a size 10 and I'm an 8.5 now.
Nice.
Yeah. So I went down a size and a half in shoes. I just tried on my Toms for the first time since last summer. And they're so big. Like, I walk and my feet slip out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. Because mine's just from a 10 to a 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. But I noticed I don't always have to buy wide shoes anymore.
Which is exciting.
Because that was always a thing. Because, like, I think people, well, not people, I think my family either didn't know or they were just trying to be nice. Because you know me, I hate shoes anyway. I would love to walk everywhere with no shoes on.
Or flip-flops.
Or flip-flops, because that's close to no shoes.
Yeah. As close as you can get.
As close as you can get. So, but they would always be like, oh, you just have wide feet because you're flat-footed. Like, because you're always walking on your feet. And really, wide feet, I mean, maybe that's true in some sense, but, like, really, it's because my feet were a little bit fat.
Well.
A little fat feet. I guess I got flat, fat feet. That's
my name. Flat, fat feet.
Say that like 12
no,
times.
No, I really, flat, I don't want to say that because I will screw it up every single time.
Got it. So there's that one.
Awesome.
And then the last one is the lady parts. Lady parts shrink.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So that's like, that's completely normal. I didn't know that was normal. And then I'm like, this is changing. You lose weight down there.
Yes.
So it's kind of funny. Like, your body starts losing weight on the normal places. And then it's like, oh, it's your feet. You lost some there. Mm-hmm. Your hands obviously go down.
Yes.
That's kind of like a big obvious one. Yeah. But the whole, like, you're under, like, your vagina area is all smaller.
Somebody had posted in one of the Facebook groups I follow, and it said that she hates to go to the bathroom, like, first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Now, after surgery, because it's really extra cold. Because, like, before, her legs, like...
Oh, no!
Yeah. So, it's just that...
That's funny.
Made me think of it.
Yeah, because that's the thing, like... Totally. I remember telling Eric once, and he goes, I was so nervous after you, because I said it in front of, like, a couple girlfriends, because I was like, it's smaller, it's different now, like, it's kind of interesting, I can see a lot more things, and I was like, I don't understand what's happening, and Eric is like, I was so nervous, I was like, what is happening down there? What have I not noticed? And then, like, it was funny, because, we had sex, and then he's like, no, you're normal, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, it's...
I didn't think I was abnormal.
But no.
Thanks for pointing that out right after we had sex.
Right after. No, I did not have that conversation right after.
Oh, but, God.
But yeah, like, it's all fine and dandy.
Yeah. So. It's just weird little quirks that happen.
Yeah. These little crevices that you lose weight in.
Crevices. That's a good word. I'm glad you said the word crevices on our podcast.
I can enunciate it.
You can. I will give you props for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mumble sometimes, people. Maybe that you don't realize that, but because we're only episode 4 in, but you're going to hear mumbles.
You're going to hear the mumbles. Yeah. It happens. We all just deal with it because we love her.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely like the last one that I really noticed for me.
Yeah.
For it being random was that part. And then, like, what's kind of cool about that one is that sex was a lot better. So.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. So, I will completely agree with
you.
You
do a lot more things now.
Yes.
So that's kind of the cool thing. So,
well,
I'm not looking at our producer, Marcus, right now. I'm just looking straight at Kelly.
I couldn't help it.
She looked over and I was like, don't do it.
Don't do it. Bail out.
Like, look directly into my eyes, Kelly. We can talk about sex. It's totally fine.
I can't. Oh, God.
I'm not going to step out if you're
No.
You're going to listen to it anyways.
You don't have to have me in the room.
Like, you are bright red right now.
Oh, am I? Yeah,
great. It's great. Just, I'm still trying not to look at them.
Oh, gosh. Oh. All right. On that note, thanks for listening.
Yeah, and we'll be back.
All right.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients.